This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about being worthy of God's favor. And I've sometimes struggled in the area of actually judging another person because I will look at their life and I will size them up and say, maybe they fall a bit short of receiving God's favor. And I really stay away from that now because, you know, as we often say, we all fall short of receiving that favor. And I'm thinking about this topic as I heard a very interesting Father's Day message where the pastor was talking about how we can move so quickly to judge a man's heart because we're using man's mindset. But if you think about how God operates, He gives favor sometimes differently than we expect Him to. And when I go to, you know, test what that pastor was saying out, I look to the scriptures, I look at Moses's life. Moses, you know, had this promise upon him until he killed a man one day. And many would have written Moses off after that. But we see that God did not write Moses off even after he committed murder. And Moses would go on to do great things. We know that Peter denied Christ, but he went on to become the rock of the church. We know Paul was a murderer and killed scores of believers, yet he would go on to write a significant portion of the New Testament. So what I have come to understand is that God has His own formula. It is for Him to know. And so I, in teaching myself, will have to cling to these very few words. The Lord sees not as man sees, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, God is the judge.